So happy feast day, happy feast day of Epiphany. We gather today to celebrate this feast. And we might say, well, what's it all about? Who are these magi? These guys come from somewhere, we don't know exactly where, but they come to seek the King of the Jews. And it's kind of interesting, these guys, these seekers, they're not Jews, these historically and just by seeing that they're not part of the group there, they probably weren't Jews, these three guys. So how do they know about the king, the new king? Maybe they were astrologers, maybe they were wise men, they followed a star. So kind of interesting that God kind of used these guys, used this experience, used whatever, you know, to get them to follow this star, whether it was a comet or who knows what exactly it was, but it was a star that they followed and it led them to Jesus. Kind of interesting how God used that in their lives to bring them to that place. Why did God do this? I think it was to help us to understand, to help us know that this message of good news, that the Savior is born, it's not just for the Jews, but it's for all of us. It's for all men of goodwill. Kind of, I think the theme for today is that idea that God comes for all of us. In our time, many people say things like, I'm spiritual, but not religious. I'm a seeker, but I'm not really into organized religion. I like to, you know, start my own church. That's what I do. You know, we've got all these kind of things going on out there. And don't get me wrong, being a seeker is a good thing, right? The wise men were seekers, and it led them to God, because they followed that kind of trail. They followed where God was leading them. And after the Magi got there, they then went and proclaimed Jesus Christ. But for them, there was a sort of an authenticity to their seeking. And sometimes I think in our world and in our time, we like to be seekers not because we want to seek, not because we want to follow, not because we want to get there, but because we just don't want to commit to anything, right? So we're kind of seeking. I'm seeking, yes. Off in the distance, I'm seeking. And we're not really focusing on what is it that I'm seeking. Am I seeking truth? Am I seeking goodness? Am I seeking truth? Am I seeking God? So what are we seeking? Often I think what happens when we sort of take on this idea of seeking, or when we see in our culture that people say things, you know, I'm not religious, or I'm spiritual but I'm not religious, that kind of thing. I think what's happening there is we're starting to make God in our image. It's easier for us to say, well, you know, I don't agree with this or I don't agree with that, but I like this, so I'm going to pick that. I'm going to hold on to that thing there. And oh, this is good, I like this, pull a little bit of that in. And we start to kind of create this image of who God is. And often, kind of interesting, isn't it often the case that we look at it and it's like, hey, that's just like me, that fits me like a glove, you know, it's perfect. It fits me just perfectly. I don't have to change. I don't have to be anything different. I just have to follow this thing that I made up, and it's great. And we call that our faith sometimes. Now, you know, that's where we start, perhaps, and that's where a lot of people are at. And so we have to have compassion. We have to have patience with them. We have to be able to walk with them and help them to come to know the full truth. But I think we have to admit sometimes that whether it's we ourselves or others that we know, we get kind of caught up sometimes in this sort of worshiping of self or worshiping of this sort of man-made thing rather than really turning and really putting ourselves under the authority of who God is and who God made us to be. So as Catholics, we're called to have a different life, a different way. We submit ourselves to the authority of God. We see our dignity as being in relationship with God, a God who is loving, who cares for us, and who came to be with us. You know, that's what Christmas is about, is God coming to be with us. As Catholics, we recognize and we profess the Word made flesh, Jesus. And He came to establish a church whose sole goal, only goal, is to hand on the teachings that Jesus gave us. So today we celebrate this day of Epiphany as the day when the Magi came to adore the newborn king. They came to see this child who they didn't know anything about other than we have a star to follow. And we recognize today that their worship and their homage is kind of a sign or a symbol that all people, everyone in the world, is called to share that same joy, that same worship of the one true God. The Jews were the chosen people, and now all of us, all the Gentiles, we all get to be pulled into that same joy and that same mystery of who God is. And we see that the Lord of heaven and earth is drawing each one of us. He's calling out to each one of us and drawing us in, inviting us to have that same relationship that He desires with us. And we also see at times in our world this struggle, you know, to be about ourselves. And so we kind of waver at times. And where do we find ourselves? Are we putting ourselves in the Lord's hands, or are we trying to take everything and put it in, under our control? That's what we kind of see with Herod there. He's afraid. He lives in fear. He doesn't live in the freedom that God gives. He lives in the fear that I might lose something. I might lose power. I might lose some of my influence over the world. And so he lives in fear. And we're called not to do that, but to live in trust in God. So on this day, we come together and we celebrate with joy this great day when we recognize that this message of good news, the good news of the gospel, is for each one of us. And we thank God that He came to be with us, and He calls us to share in this great, great feast. So let's pray together, asking that we could be messengers of the good news and not be afraid to trust ourselves to God's care.